Okay, welcome to WMFO in Medford. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. I got some people with us, and we were having so much fun talking that we had to start the show late. So sorry about that. Sorry about your life, people who listen. And people who might be listening, because we got, who do we got?
My name's Michael.
Yeah, it is. You can go, are you using a DJ name at this point?
No, I haven't thought of a good enough one yet.
Yeah, the good ones that I've seen have been taken.
Do you have one?
No, it's not even DJ Nate. It's just
work.
It's just me. It's just, yeah.
I never have one either.
Exactly. And it was like, yours was like, it wasn't like lowercase Haley. So
no.
It was even more.
No.
People are
God.
Doing that. People
That's
are doing
the
that
worst.
Now. Yeah.
I hate
like,
that.
Just change the letters.
That's
like,
the worst
just, like,
academic
very vaguely.
Trend.
Yeah, exactly. Or like doing the tune yards thing where you're like, there's spaces and the ones that aren't supposed to be capitalized. Those ones are great.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just find yourself.
Okay.
We were talking about that earlier. Oh man. Yeah, you got some advice for us, Haley? You're out in the world.
I haven't even introduced myself yet.
You know? Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Please.
And I am Haley, former general manager of WMFO, now post grad slump, ing.
Wow, you just got a job full time.
I do. I just hired slumping. For a job. But it's not about the job. It's more about the lifestyle change.
Wow.
So you're saying your life at Tufts was better than the current version of yourself now?
I think that it was time to change, but I do miss lots of aspects of time at Tufts. I loved going to class, which is one of those things, which is an unpopular opinion.
Class, man. You know what I'm saying?
I love to learn. I love to learn. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not fun when you're doing it and you're like working really hard, but it's fun to have a purpose, which is the thing that no longer exists.
Wow, no purpose.
Wow.
There it is. It took 6 months to realize.
I'm a huge bummer now.
That's great.
I'm awful at parties.
You're like in the, are you like off to the side now? Like you're just like off to the side, leaning up against a wall. You're like, oh, hey, like wrangling people. You're like a catfish, you know,
no,
like
an
actual,
oh my God.
Like not like the, like the cultural catfish thing, but like an actual catfish, like in the river.
If I am left alone, I'm fine. But people always ask
people
me, they're like,
by.
What's up? How are you doing? I'm like, you know, things could be better. They're like, okay. And I'm like, goodbye. And that's the end of the conversation. And then
things could be better. Are you smoking a cigarette when you're saying this? You're just, oh yeah. You kids.
We cannot talk about the things that I'm smoking on air.
Oh, there it is.
It's crack. I'm talking about
is.
Crack.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. You've already tried to sabotage my show once earlier if you were listening before 3
I
o'clock.
Accidentally played a song with the worst word you can put on the radio by accident.
There it
because
is.
Because I'm a really, really bad DJ. That
oh,
was
man.
Always a known thing. I never hid it from anybody.
That is true.
I had a
that
sticker on my computer that said, I'm a bad DJ, that someone else made for me.
Wow.
So.
That's pretty great. See, that's what you can aspire to.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you going to go into WMFO leadership right now?
Right
because
now?
Because you have the political inside, right, to lay the seeds for your takeover of
you
this station.
You have a vote, and I don't have a vote. So, actually, you don't
have a
vote.
Vote.
Neither of us have a vote. You have a vote.
But
I have a
we
vote?
Have,
how
like,
do I have a
we've
vote?
Got the
so,
soft governmental skills to, like, get you that, like,
yeah,
we can
you for
we can
sure.
Be,
you're like a lobbyist.
Soft
you're like a WMFO lobbyist.
You know, we $5 to $10 in the right hands. Can
donations
really,
drive, people.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. We're going to have the PSA is the donations drive. We'll get you some stuff. It'll be perfect.
Okay,
all right,
great.
It's really rewarding that you should do it. I
okay,
I highly recommend
it's
it.
It's rewarding.
I'll keep that in
mind. I joined freshman spring and then I became general manager.
It really
so.
Makes your life after the radio like really like it really sets you up for a good life after the radio.
Okay, nothing sets you up
you
for a good life after college. just saying, not in this economy.
Oh, what a life! What a world!
But you can enjoy your time in college more.
Yeah, that's true. You can make it. You can make the like the cliff that you fall off of after
higher,
college.
Yeah.
High, yeah.
Not
can,
quite high enough.
The delta in what your life was versus.
You want to make sure you peak in college.
Yes,
like, that's what we're.
Yes,
I don't even
increases
think I
the peak.
I don't even think it's the problem. I didn't even get a plaque. So I didn't peak.
We yeah.
I'm also no longer on the WMFO message boards talking about stuff that needs to get fixed. That could be me, and I'm not doing.
But give it a year, 2 years.
No,
it has to,
I'm
like,
not going
to
yeah, do that. I'm
no,
not going to I'm not going to be that person.
We got music. hang around. Or, I mean, I don't know. It's not going to change.
Nothing's going to change. Again, I told you.
Oh, recognized the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, oh silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth, and I was weightless, just quivering like some leaf come in the window of a restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, but it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? Just like all I want is to just have fun, live my life like a son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say.
This community, that's the deal.
I do?
Yeah, that's the deal.
My mic isn't on.
It is now. It is now. We got Luke here too.
Hey, DJ Luke Downtown here.
That's what I'm talking
Luke,
about.
Or Luke Downs, yeah.
Do you guys do this? Do people do this?
Yeah.
No.
How do you do this?
This is a big thing in my high school.
Just so you don't know, because it's radio, all the coolest people in the room know how to do the finger thing.
I would like the record to show that I don't know how to do it, and I still consider myself to be quite
okay,
cool.
That's fine. Yeah, you can't. That counts. You just never. That was like.
How do you do that?
It was the thing in my high school.
A lot of
too.
It takes
a lot of practice.
Your time. You could learn how to speak French, or you could learn how to do this.
Honestly.
Those are the two. That's your option right now. No, that was like in my high school. Like chewing tobacco was like what the cool kids did. Not me.
You are also.
And the nerds did this.
Yeah, you are showing your age right now.
That's what you did. Is like you held the can in your hand, and then you like it. So it's this. The sound is this finger hitting right here.
For the listeners at home, that's your pointer finger slapping a ring between your thumb and your middle finger.
Yes. But the key is I can't do it with my right hand because I've got too much dexterity.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to do it as a lefty, or your non-dominant hand.
I'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, you will. Come on the show next week. We'll see where you're at. Okay, that's
all
I'm talking
about. It's all about the
loose wrist. Yeah, it's a loose. You just walk down the hallway in high school doing this, and people knew. People knew that you were there. You know.
Oh my god.
What a life. What a life indeed. You're listening to Fast and Loose. We had Mike Snow, Cult Logic, or Mike Snow?
I think it's Mike Snow is what I've heard.
Really?
Oh, yeah, wow. Somebody was telling me that. Because they're Swedish, but that's
been saying that wrong for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not going to change.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change on that.
But the only constant is change, right?
Yeah. Extra points. Extra points awarded. Foles, Birch Tree, I played that one. And then Kurt Vile was played by Haley. Pretty pimpin'.
And this is Bonobo, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the only background. You need to look into the background music.
Yeah, I'm
this
looking what, into it.
Yeah,
Bonobo.
This is it. Yeah.
Also, what's the other one that's really good? I can't remember the name. Gold Panda.
Ratatat.
Oh, yeah,
right. Ratatat.
Yeah. Gold Panda. Is that what they're called?
One time I was at a club it was like a music club. Not like a dance club. I'm not going to dance clubs. I hate to like break your guys' heart that I'm not going to dance clubs and dancing. But I was in Austin, Texas.
Gold Panda.
And
really
Cream
good.
On Chrome came on at this place in Austin, Texas, and it was like the perfect time.
Yeah, it sounds
because
nice.
Then if you've seen the music video for it, it's just kind of like these colors and stuff, and has this like cool like vibrancy to it.
The one with like the parakeets or whatever?
Yes.
That's a different one.
No, that's different. It's different. Okay. It's like he has these like fluorescent tubes like vertically, and he like is able to like move this like light up and down them. It's very cool. You listen to Ratatat? It's not a he. It's two guys.
Two guys?
I feel like maybe you listen to Ratatat, but I feel like it's kind of a hard thing to just listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just
It's more of a like while you're doing something else or like while you like are talking over it on the radio. Same with Gold Panda. That was my like essay writing music.
It's great like driving music.
Yeah.
I found.
Unless you're sleepy and then that's
like backseat. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Cream on Chrome. Just so everybody knows. Just so we all know. This is what we're talking about.
I'm thinking of the other Ratatat song.
This is Ratatat.
This is Ratatat right here. You're experiencing it.
I'm living it.
Yeah, this is it. We have the capability to pick this up.
Yeah, I see. This is definitely like background. Like,
yes.
Doing something else. Yeah.
But then they played it at this thing, and it was like really loud. It was great.
Wow.
I was like, this is the song. This is the song of the summer. Which I throw that phrase around a lot.
He throws that phrase around.
You know what's interesting?
A lot.
I just saw. I think it was a Rolling Stone article. They said that because there's so much new ways to be listening to music, that there will never be a song of the summer ever again.
What was the last song of the summer?
I guess last year, whatever last year's was.
Despacito.
Yeah, it was the ultimate. That was the song. That was the ultimate song. I was gonna think like the Waka Waka, like the World Cup song.
Oh yeah.
Again, my age, because that was like three World Cups ago.
My age.
That's crazy to think about though. Like,
yeah.
I also think of what's it called? Yeah. Cheerleader is a big one.
Cheerleader is a great song. It's a great song. Mm. And then the other what's her name song? Hips Don't Lie.
Shakira.
Yeah.
That was
Shakira.
That was like that song.
Yeah.
That was like 2004.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blurred Lines, that was a summer song. That was like definitely a song of the summer.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
That was like and then Carly Rae Jepsen.
Call Me Maybe. Yeah, that was a classic. That was a classic song of the summer. Man.
She has so much better music though. New single last week. Very exciting.
Yeah. Wow,
I'm a convert.
She got like a really good producer, like an indie producer, to like be on there.
She's also really good, so excuse you.
I'm just saying, it takes a team.
Emotion is an excellent album.
It takes a team.
Listen to it all the way through. It's actually good. Okay. I was a total snob for a very long time.
Are you guys interested in receiving free sauerkraut from me that me and Molly made on Friday night?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you see that picture?
No.
The cricket bat? Made some sauerkraut?
Oh, I did see that picture.
Instagram.
Yeah.
What do you do? Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I got Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, jump in here. Jump.
Follow, I'm not going to say it over the radio.
Call me back, dog. Okay.
I thought you said it took like 3 weeks to make.
So it... It's like,
in there?
Like you leave it in there for 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
So like the part of it is made. And so like it's cabbage.
Kimchi is 2 weeks.
But the transaction can still be made
kimchi
right
is
now.
Kimchi 1 week.
But it's, I'm going to have.
Wait, it takes 3 weeks to
fermented?
Make sauerkraut?
Yeah, like you make it and then it ferments in a bucket. And then
that's
how does,
so
how
much
does it
commitment.
Not explode?
Yeah, oh yeah. What?
How does it not explode?
It's, my bucket has an airlock on it.
Fancy that.
I got good buckets.
My
it's just
bucket.
Like a
what kind of bucket? I have two of those buckets, and there's two, like, airlocks.
Yeah, what kind of bucket are you using?
Yeah, what kind of...
So, for
where is it for you?
Because
it smells. That's the other thing.
Yeah, kimchi's a little different, because you put it into smaller containers. We use mason jars, and you have to burp it a few times a day.
Weird.
Yeah, no. Hard pass.
So, yeah, so you have to open it up and, like, let the air escape.
Carbon dioxide.
If you don't, does the mason jar explode?
So we discovered that it does not explode, but when you open up, when you eventually open it, it goes everywhere. So, yeah.
Kimchi everywhere.
So I had like a reminder on my phone like four times a day to burp my kimchi.
4 times a day? That's like,
yeah,
that's
see,
commitment.
I'm not doing any of that stuff.
It's like having a kid. You have to like take care of it. You have to check on it.
It's like home ec when they like give you like the baby to like take
care of it. Yeah. Well, I did morning when I first got home and then at night. So.
Wow. For how long? Like how many
days? Tastes like for like 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it gets way too spicy, so you can't like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is very spicy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm just leaving it
it's
in there.
It's really good, though.
We'll see. We'll see if it's good. We'll see if it's better than the sauerkraut I'm making.
I didn't offer you any kimchi, so.
I have, seriously.
It takes so long to make.
We're going to have 3 gallons of the sauerkraut.
Okay, so
it's dawning on me that I need to start getting
rid
of it.
I had like 4 mason jars, which is like not that much kimchi.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I've already eaten 2 of them. It's really good.
Yeah. Are we getting back to music? Do you have music?
I can. You didn't ask me for music, but I can
do you have music?
Yeah, I can throw a few on there.
Okay. Do you have music?
I mean, I have music. I'd have to look to see what.
Okay. That's fine. We're gonna keep you on the bench on this one, Michael.
Right,
you're
wait, I'm still the rookie here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's yeah.
Can you play the other Rad Tat song? Cherry.
Oh, we play another Rad Tat also?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, this is the other.
What's
this
the
is
the
song.
Really
like
at
this is Wildcat.
There's a Gettysburg.
I think it's Cherry.
Or Kennedy.
This one's also so good with the roaring.
This is great. Oh, this is a so great good. Song. This is this album, 2006.
So it's so good.
Yeah, material. Song of the Summer. Right
song
here.
Of the summer.
This song. Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about Loud Pipes?
Loud Pipes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Loud Pipes.
Yeah, that's like.
Oh yeah, I like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you pick someone up in your, in your Subaru, in your 1994 Subaru.
Yes.
You know, like you, and it's like the handle on the outside doesn't work, so you have to lean over and open it from the inside. This is it, and you're in. That's date night. That is a lock. All right, that is a lock.
I'm writing this down. Like this
you,
is. Gold.
I know you should.
Wait,
you
what
should.
Song do you want?
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to outside.
Okay.
Do you know what you want? I got it. No,
it's a very different vibe than this,
do,
but I can do one.
We do Sunblocks.
By whom?
Oh,
by Rad Tat.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just going to play.
We just don't have to do 3 in a row.
This is just going
to
be it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. There's no oversight committee for this. If there is, we'd be shut down years ago. Is that from...
Okay, there is an oversight committee. It's the FCC. But we should have been shut down years ago.
What's the song you wanted?
Me?
Sunblocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunblocks. I think it's off of LP4.
Oh. This is one of the albums I don't listen to. Mm.
Okay, I have a song for after that also. I'm ready.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, listeners. Because I'm sure you've been hanging with us. And we want to reward you for that. Your reward is just call me or one of the people here and just ask to be on the show so you can be a part of this. I mean, this is a participatory thing. All right, Sunblocks and then other music, right?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Approved.
yourself comfortable. Take the front row and in front of a mirror. Love's empathy, no, I don't think so. No, empathy is not enough to drink. So don't mention me, it's so interesting. Admission of guilt like an entrance fee. Pick up the phone, if nobody's home, I'm the one you want. Yeah, all you think about, keep it in your mouth, but it's written down. Yeah, you're so insecure, but I'm so far from here. So far. I'm thinking of all the texts you won't send. Little three dots don't disappear.
This is Bonobo.
Like Bonobo?
Yeah, Bonobo.
You say Bonobo?
Yeah, well.
Bonaroo.
Whatever. It's apparently it's like monkey, right? It's like an animal named that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Bonobo last year. He's really good.
Was it like this? Was it just like, got in there and you're
like. Oh, yeah, it's kind of a exactly. Hard, yeah. That's a tough show.
That's a tough, well, because did you dance or did you just like sit, stand there?
A little bit of both. Like it was kind of like an in between.
But there wasn't like these like crazy like beat drop like moments where he was like, let's go.
No, not at all. Definitely not. It was like 40-50 year old dudes. Yeah. Just kind of like nodding their heads. Like really interesting crowd. But
yeah. Eclectic. An eclectic mix of people who were like, I'm reading books. I'm reading young adult novels and listening to this. Seriously though, that movie's going to be awesome. And you heard about it here first.
Okay. Which movie for the audience?
Yeah. The Mortal Engines. That's the one. Can I say that? Are we allowed to just say like this movie's coming out and I'm probably gonna go watch it?
You can't endorse political candidates, but I think it's fine to endorse activities or
it's look, Guillermo del Toro, right?
Oh, is it?
No, it's J.J. Abrams.
Is it J.J. Abrams?
Like his like it's like his man. Like it's his like when J.J. Abrams his is like, man? I need these things done, my man, and it's that guy. Like Abrams like jumped out because he had to do something else. Because
Abrams is like too cool to be a young adult book adaptation.
He's putting distance between himself and this project, but like his guy who did technically win some Academy Awards for whatever is like the guy doing it.
So what's it about?
So it's about it's the future and like the world's, you know, whatever. And so like because of environmental change, the world is very unstable, so like volcanoes and earthquakes and stuff happen a lot. So cities have to like start moving around, so they put themselves up on like wheels, so there's these massive moving cities, and then so they eat each other because like they start like war is inevitable when like resources are so scarce. Yeah, so it's like this basically like it's all steampunk. So it's all like flying machines and like big gears and whatever.
So it's kind of like Mad Max.
It is. It's like a Mad Max. Okay, Mad Max and it's cities and stuff. And if you should look at the preview, looks like they're pulling
what's
it
called?
Off.
I just looked it up. It's Christian Rivers.
Christian River. Who's that?
He's the director. He's a New Zealand storyboard artist, and he worked with Peter Jackson.
It's Peter Jackson. It's not J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
Who's J.J. Abrams?
He did Star Wars, like, episodes.
And Lost. He did all of Lost.
That's what he did.
He did Super 8, and he did Star Trek.
Hey, Super 8's an awesome movie.
Yeah, he did Super Star Wars episode. Awesome. Yeah. Something.
Star Trek Into Darkness. Trek. Very good. Yeah, I love
if
that.
If you have not seen Lost, that's I started Lost senior year of college.
I don't have the brain.
Watched all of Lost senior year of college.
It's a lot, right?
Yes, because we didn't have any work to do. And it's the first season is so good. It's as good as it gets bad for the rest of it, but it's 7 seasons and you can't not finish it, but then you hate yourself, but it's you still watch.
But that's
it.
But Lost was coming out when like the only other like there were no other shows on.
It's still a wonderful journey. You should still watch it.
And that's but
watch
now it's like there are other
watch
shows.
It with
like
they're
like it's like that
and,
like there's other like Dexter, Breaking Bad, other shows
Dexter's
I haven't
so
seen.
Good.
You know.
Dexter was really good. First season was really good.
You haven't seen Breaking Bad either?
No.
I haven't either.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Shook hands over that.
Oh, Alex is listening. Shout out to Alex.
Yeah, Alex.
She said Lost Heart because we watched Lost together. Heart, she started it to watch by herself and then I could not keep myself away.
Okay, we got to read this PSA. You're up.
Our PSA today. Attention all freeform radio lovers. WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio. In order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift. So go check out donate.wmfo.org.
So if I'm not mistaken, if you donate anything, you're getting something. Is that true?
Yeah.
Haley.
It's true.
Yeah, so like a dollar gets you like a t-shirt.
I don't know if that's true, but
I'm just saying it might be. It's true enough that you should just go ahead and donate a dollar. Yeah. Or
at least check out the webpage.
And
while you're there, donate money.
Yeah, yes. That's half the battle right there. Is like finding an internet connection. Like that's 'cause that's scarce and people don't have those and you find and that's you have to donate through Tufts this year, and it's been like a heck of a thing. Like, there's been like 1,000 emails on the WMFO emails thing about like,
which I no longer get, Nate.
Yeah, well,
don't look at me pointedly.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it seems like a lot because you have to donate through Tufts. Like, there's apparently one Tufts giving page that like has to, like, that's the way that you have to do it now. And so there's it's fine though. Go online to,
oh my goodness,
whatever
gracious,
you said.
$28.95 raised.
Oh man,
this looks so good.
I know, right? Right?
This website looks amazing.
Yeah.
This is all new.
That's genuine surprise, shock, and awe.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't donated
yet. You have a job. You famously, this show has been highlighted by the fact.
Bubbles is carrying this also. Bubbles and Think Tank has raised $1,300.
Is that Edward?
No, that's Belinda.
Yeah, she's got deep-pocketed friends.
She's got political connections. Talking about the value of community members is like all this money is for the shows the community members run. Except for you. Wow. Where's your show?
Okay. All right. Anton, you want a WMFO t-shirt? I know you do. I know for a fact
that
you do.
$5 right here.
$5.
Anton really has a job, too.
Anton has like a straight up, like, works for Delta. Speaking of
is
which.
Is he listening right now?
Yeah, he's probably listening.
He's always listening.
What's up, Anton?
He's always listening.
What's up, Anton? Yeah, Luke's here. Michael, you got to meet Luke, man. Or you got to meet.
I've met Luke.
Yeah, you gotta meet Anton.
Anton's around.
He comes up.
I mean Anton.
Yeah, he's. We went to school together, and he has a job, and so he works for Delta.
Like the job I have isn't the job that Anton has. Like,
there's
a pretty significant difference in, like, the job level.
He's got papers and stuff that have his name on it. Like it's a whole.
He owns a house.
Yeah, he owns a house. He's got mugs with the name of the company on it, like that he has for work. He's got to spare.
I also have that, but that's not like a big thing.
That's a big.
I feel like letterhead. A big.
Oh wait, does it have his name on it?
Yeah, his. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He's got like pens that if he steals, like, they're not gonna ask him to bring it back. Like, ooh, it's fine. Yeah, that
kind
of.
That's also like a thing.
That's how you know you've made
it.
He's got benefits that they're like, you should use these benefits instead of just like, hey, if you guys could not use the benefits to save the company money, you know, that would be great. He's got that. And he's got, because like they were in the news, because like apparently somebody like pooped on a seat.
What? Yeah. I mean, Delta.
Like, someone like pooped on a Delta seat.
Like a plane seat, or like.
And then they were like, this is probably not true, but they said like they pooped it, and whoever was in the seat was like, "There's a full flight, so like if you don't,
oh my God,
like you have to like sit there, like, otherwise you're gonna like you can get off the plane and we can get you another, it's like
you can go sit in the bathroom,
like
if you
we'll
want,
transfer
like.
Your flight. I don't know. That might be just I don't know the details. I like at least someone that told me heard that from someone else. Like so it's we're in the telephone line of that.
Wow.
Oh man,
what does he do at Delta?
He plans flights. So, like, anytime that a flight, like, so anytime it's like the Boston Marathon's happening, you know, and they know that, like, more people are going to be, like, flying to Boston, he, like, is the one that figures out, like, oh, there should be, like, another flight. Or if your flight, like, he put it this way, he was like, yeah, there's always a flight from Boston to Atlanta at, like, 8:35. Sometimes it's at 8:37. Like, his entire job is, like, figuring out why that's the case.
Why is it?
Yeah.
Why is it 2 minutes
his
later?
Title?
He's a flight planner. He's the flight planning team. Huh. You should text Anton. Just text me what your job is. Yeah. So, what's your official job title? It's a new phone. Yeah, new phone. I know.
What kind of phone is it?
It's a Galaxy S or whatever.
They all look the same now.
What are they on now? Like 9?
Yeah, 9, something like that.
S8.
Yeah, it's an S8.
Very nice. Look at you.
Famously with a new phone. I, for a long time, had a phone that just didn't work.
Wow.
That was my thing.
You just carried around a brick?
I just carried around. Well, this is actually, I'll use this as a platform. I was trying to, like, simplify my life, you know, and, like, a phone with very limited capability just because it was, like, it was a smartphone, but it was just like, an old phone, so a lot of the apps didn't update and stuff like that. So I was really trying to, like, simplify my life in a way that, like, okay, if this doesn't have all these bells and whistles on it, then, like, maybe I'm not going to be, like, on it anymore, you know? And, like, I kind of feel myself now. So this, I, like, now put it in grayscale. Like, I put my phone in grayscale so that, like,
less.
I'm not on there. Because apparently it's good for your brain, too. Like, if you're looking at it at night, it's, like, good for your, it's, like, the blue light or whatever it is.
Mm, yeah.
So there it is. Do that or don't do that. I don't know. I'm always actively, like, doing, like, adding struggle to my life because I think it's better for no reason. Like, I gotta make my own sauerkraut. Like, if I don't do that, then
I'm serious about I will eat that.
Done. That's the best response I've gotten about the sauerkraut all, like, throughout a day of trying to tell people that they like they should get some.
I'm confused about that. Why that's the thing you chose to make?
Well, number one, I'm Slovak, and we make it at this time of year.
Serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were Slovak.
Yeah, Slovak and German, Eastern European.
Sucks.
Yeah, Eastern European. Like, we could tie. Yeah, so like, pretty much everybody in Pittsburgh is like from Eastern Europe, like. It's kind of like Boston, where everyone's like from, like it's like a very, like there's immigrant communities have like very, like stayed together and stuff like that. But instead of the cool ones, like Irish and Italian, it's like the lame ones, like Slovak and Polish.
You're not insulting your heritage and the heritage of millions of people.
But it's one of those, like, there's no St. Patrick's Day for like Slovak.
It's just sauerkraut, you know,
that's
in November.
Like, that's the land that famously, like, the Ottomans, the Nazis, they all looked at that land and was like, yeah, that we can just take over that. Like, that's fine for us to have.
Also, shout out to Emma. She says hi.
There you go, Emma. All
Emma's
right.
the our current leader, the fearless leader of the station.
Yeah, she's so Hello, that's leader. The one. That's so Michael. Emma is listening, and okay. So now she knows your voice.
I don't think
voice.
She's listening. I just told her that I'm here.
Wow. Okay. So this is like a whole... This is your opportunity to maybe tell her to come and, like, listen to the show and listen to the end, where, like, this is the sound of, like, what the new voice of WMFO is going to be.
This is it. Because, you know, it's radio, so you got to, like, use
Now's the time. We're going to go back. In the political anthologies written about this moment, like, people will say 356 on a Thursday, whatever the date is.
That's today. What history changed.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Man, moment, machine. Did you guys used to watch the History Channel?
Yeah.
That was the other thing. Yeah. Yes.
My brother did. That's all he would watch.
How the States Got Their Shapes.
Yeah.
I love that
That's
show.
A great show. That's a great show.
That sounds really interesting, actually.
It was interesting.
It used to be a great channel, but now it's like
now it's just,
crab
now it's
fishermen
just yeah.
and death.
Swamp men.
Are they still making Ancient Aliens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That show.
That's their nest egg. Okay. That's like how, that's like in their like pie chart of money opportunities. That's the first one.
It's honestly true. Honestly.
It is honestly true. Anything else? We got. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Thanks for jamming with us today, guys. This is good. This has been an excellent time.
Yeah.
These people who don't really haven't really met each other before, but now, you know, we're best friends. You guys can come to my birthday party. You know, invited.
When's your birthday? It's your birthday.
January 1st. We're having a party.
Wow.
January 31st.
So you're having.
Wait.
New Year's
you coming?
Party.
Yeah, New Year's party. Yeah, it's New Year's party.
Is that really your birthday, though?
Yeah, it's really
my
birthday. Yeah.
That's
special.
Wow.
It's not a great birthday.
Yeah,
it's not a great birthday.
I mean, everyone's celebrating you already.
Well, like, that's the thing. People are celebrating on the 31st. So birthday,
nobody
people are
cares.
Like, I am too tired.
Yeah.
And I have a headache. Okay? That is what's going on your birthday. And you just watch college football and eat Chinese food, which is what we have done forever.
It sounds like a really good birthday to me.
Well, it's good. It's good in the sense that, like, oh, yeah, you get to, like, hang out. But it's also, it's tough in the sense where it's, like, you never really feel celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm not pandering here, but that's one of those things. And it's close. Actually, I think the thing that is the worst is it's close. What's up? Close to Christmas. So it's kind of one of those things where, like, there's
people
just,
are
like,
just burnt out.
People
yeah.
are burnt out. Yeah. All right, we're gonna just like throw on something here and we'll take you out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for probably Anton listening and Tara and Haley. Thanks for listening.
Thank
Appreciate
you for,
it.
Thank you for having me.
This is a
joy.
Let's do this again. Obviously.
Try to work from home every Thursday. And
there you
tell
go.
Them why?
Perfect.
Also Fridays, which is when I always work from home. So.
See, perfect. That's yeah. Just, it sounds like
just,
a good job.
You just
have.
Quit my job.
That sounds like a good job.
Well, I'm changing positions.
Okay, we're gonna leave you with a little do make say think, and this is it. This is it. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening.